Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 241 of Heroes Unlimited. We're embarking on quite a journey here today because we are in the Major Superability section, and today is the first day that we'll be discussing the Alter Physical Structure powers. This is a whole family of major superpowers, each of which allows you to transform your body into the very stuff of the elements themselves, kind of. The game is a little hazy about this, seems to go back and forth. As we can see with the power we're discussing today, alter physical structure, colon, electricity. Here's the somewhat equivocal picture that this power paints in its introduction. Quote, the super being either ripples with electrical energy, with energy crackling from the eyes, or actually turns into a humanoid who appears to be an energy being composed of electricity. So, you know, your mileage may vary on where we land on that. Like, when you actually turn into a humanoid who appears to be an energy being composed of electricity. Are you made of electricity or not? It's not exactly clear. What is clear is this is the most dangerous motherfucker walking the streets. Everyone needs to be afraid of Tommy Tesla here because he is a menace to society. Note that I don't say that he is the deadliest superhero. You know, obviously that honor goes to Man with Machine Gun or whoever is the current bearer of that title. There are lots of characters who can do more damage than an alter physical structure electricity character, but they can also do less, right? If you've got a machine gun and you're up against some random hoodlums at a bank robbery, if you're feeling merciful, then you might say, look, they're just mooks. Some poor mixed up kids got sucked into a life of crime. Let me just flip this switch to the mercy setting and just shoot them each with one bullet. After all, Man with Machine Gun is meant to be an inspiration to the people of this horrible city. Let me show some compassion. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll even just bayonet them. Just a light bayonetting. And you know what? According to the rules of this game, that would actually work out pretty well for you. Bayonets don't do a ton of damage. One shot from a machine gun, just one bullet, maybe 5d6 damage. Maybe. Might be 4d6. Now that's pretty rough. It's not nothing. But, you know, 5d6 damage is what? 17.5 on average, almost never a fatal wound, even against mixed up kids who are only out there robbing banks to look cool on Instagram. You're fairly safe with one bullet. Now you may ask, how do I know this? How do I know how much SDC a mixed up adolescent has? Well, unfortunately, the book I am holding in my hands does not have this information. Sadly, it's lacking a lot of things that would be pretty useful to run this game, and one of them is stats for like regular people or any kind of antagonist. But the previous edition of Heroes Unlimited, Heroes Unlimited Revised, does in fact have a quick roll villain table in the back of it. And in the quick roll villain section, we find that there is a type of supervillain, the thug. That is a type 1 villain, by the way, if you're keeping up on your villainology. The thug, the mook, has an average of like 21 SDC plus about 12 hit points for a total of about 33 damage before dying. 33 total damage that a thug can take before they are dead. You're pretty safe with one 5d6 bullet out of your machine gun. You would think fighting crime with a machine gun is more dangerous than this, but no, as long as you keep it on the mercy setting, the single shot setting, you're doing an average of 17 damage, no more than 30. Most of these thugs are gonna be fine. And a bayonet, that's like 7 damage, plus your damage bonus maybe. Almost no chance to kill somebody right off the bat with a bayonet. They get plenty of chances to give up, see the error of their ways, start looking up to you, maybe become your sidekick. I don't know. We'll see where things go. So the prospect of dealing with some hooligan youths non-lethally is actually pretty good for Man with a Machine Gun Man. Not so with the human catastrophe who is Tommy Tesla. Here's what you get with alter physical structure electricity. First of all, you get no fewer than 3 different ways to electrocute motherfuckers from across the room. Number 1, fire electrical ray. You can shoot this thing a pretty long way, 100 feet plus 20 feet per level of experience, and it does 1d6 times 10 damage plus 2 damage per level of experience. And this is essential, and this is fundamentally is the dumbest thing on this page, although we'll expand upon it. This damage cannot be reduced incrementally. like the energy explosion powers that we talked about earlier. Remember how if you're a sixth level superhero and you really want to take somebody down with the brick rays you shoot out of your eyes, you can hit them with a full-fledged fuck 'em up 8d6 brick ray. But if they turn out to be an underprivileged youth who reminds you of your delinquent cousin, then you can hit them with a mere twat 'em in the head with a softball 1d6 brick ray. A very humane way to go about bricking criminals. Not so with Tommy Tesla. Tommy Tesla's doing his full damage when he hits people with this thing, which does an average of 37 damage at first level, and it only increases from there. That is already enough on an average roll to kill an underprivileged youth dead in one shot, and there's no turning the dial down on that. So you definitely don't want to be using your electrical ray on random hoodlums. Secondly, you've got your lightning bolt. This is different from your electrical ray. This is one of the many more or less arbitrary things that Heroes Unlimited expects you to keep straight. The lightning bolt has greater range. You can shoot it 300 feet plus more, depending on your level, and it does 5d6 damage plus 2 per level of experience. Now, obviously, this is a little better to start. A much more reasonable 19 damage on an average roll, assuming your first level, and it tops out at 32 damage. However, that number is going to keep going up. By second level, a maxed out roll is once again killing young mixed up teenagers, and by the end of the campaign at ninth level, even an average hit is frying mooks dead in one shot. Your best option among these rays is the mini lightning bolt, which does 1d6 damage per level of experience, so this is much less damage. However, once again, it can't be cranked down. By 6th level, maximum damage is killing people, and by 10th level, even average damage is killing people. Assuming that you're up against average goons, I want you to keep in mind, who knows why somebody goes to rob a bank? Especially in a town with Tommy Tesla running around. You gotta be troubled. Maybe these teenage boys need money. For insulin, for their moms. Did you ever think of that, Tommy Tesla? You could be dealing with somebody with no hardened criminal background. You could be dealing with a con man or a 2-bit hood. Yes, there are stats for the 2-bit hood in Heroes Unlimited Revise. Yes, he is called the 2-bit hood. Yes, I do love that this table exists. I don't know why they didn't bring it to second edition, because it's wonderful. Of course, Heroes Unlimited has no index, but if it did, he would be listed as hood, 2-bit, which would be even better. You may be interested to learn that a con man or a 2-bit hood, such as a young man with emotional problems from his troubled upbringing who decided to go rob a liquor store, maybe on a dare, and now here comes Tommy Tesla and his life's about to fall apart, along with his feeble body, a 2-bit hood only has 10 SDC. 10 SDC plus about 12 hit points is 22 total damage this guy can take before he is a heap of charred flesh on the ground. It's that quick when you're Tommy Tesla. You can do that kind of damage by fourth level, even with your mini lightning bolt, your tiny little zap of electricity. You're just like, and Tommy Tesla doesn't want to be a murderer. Look, that's not why he got in the game. So when he's up against some 2-bit hoods wielding their little pistols at him, you know he's like barely sticking out one finger, like, oh, please don't let me electrocute him. Please don't let me electrocute this guy. Zap, tiny little static bolt. If you're fourth level even, still low level, and you hit fives and sixes, he's dead. He's gone. That one little lightning bolt just courses through his body, smoking and blackened in front of you. You're not getting the key to the city for this, Tommy Tesla. Nobody cares that you saved the bank. The fucking bank. The gold bars in the bank. You heartless bastard, Tommy Tesla. This is not heroism. This is not cute. You're going to be standing there on the phone with the coroner. Sorry, sir, it's Tommy Tesla again. I've got some justice for you to clean up. It's not a good look for a superhero. But there's nothing you can do because you can't dial this damage down. And God forbid you should crit. I mean, you crit on a natural 20, which, you know, 1 in 20 of your rolls is a crit. Doesn't seem like that much. But consider that because of this game's fucked up action and round system, you're making probably 5 or 6 attack rolls per round of combat. So once every 4 rounds, let's say the average fight goes 2 rounds. That's once every 2 fights, you're critting. And when you crit, that's it. One more wayward teen, essentially bug zapped out of existence by the stone cold justice of Tommy Tesla. This is no way to run a crime fighting career. You got to find other options to take these kids out. But there are very few for you. You've got electric flight, which allows you to temporarily turn into electricity and launch yourself a short distance. I say a short distance, like a mile, but you go that far very fast because you're moving very, very fast. Fortunately for you, you don't get anything like the damage bonus that you should for the speed you're going. The total damage for tackling someone as an electricity being at 300 miles per hour is 1d4 times 10 damage, which is an average of 25, which, you know, electrical fingers crossed, hopefully you're up against a hardened criminal, you know, a thug with 40 SDC, not a 2-bit hood, because if you hit a 2-bit hood at that speed, you know, we're back on a one-way ticket to Taser Town. they're not getting back up. But if you're lucky, maybe you won't kill them. You do have one other option, I guess your most humane option, although opinions will vary. You can emit an electrical field. It does 1d6 damage 4 times per melee round, so 4 times every 15 seconds, and that damage never increases with level, so you do damage quite slowly over time, so you can stop before you kill somebody. The bad news is you can't choose your target. You just indiscriminately electrocute everyone within a radius around you. So let's say that you see a couple of toughs, a couple of punks, shaking somebody down, demanding his wallet. You're a superhero, you want to get involved, but here's the thing. If you extend your little finger and shoot one little lightning bolt, if you're like 4th to 6th level in the mid-level range, there's probably going to be a tremendous gory explosion. You got to be so careful. So what you really should do is just calm this situation down. Just go ahead and electrocute all of them. The dude with the wallet, the dudes who want the wallet, just everybody. People walking by in the street, just electrocute them all. Chill everybody out. Once everybody is knocked out, racked with pain, then you can sort out the good guys from the bad guys. No doubt this will make you very popular with your loving public. The dumbest thing on this page, on a basic level, is that you can't turn down the damage on these attacks. But on a broader level, like it shouldn't be this power's responsibility to do that. This game should have a damage system that allows you to defeat people without killing them, because it's comic books. Like the thing I just mentioned in jest of, you know, electrocuting everyone on the street to knock everybody out, and then you can sort out the good guys from the bad guys later. You can't do that in Heroes Unlimited, because the only way to reliably knock someone out is to kill them, which is pretty absurd in a game based on traditional four-color comics, fundamentally, where every other comic book in that era starts with Spider-Man swinging onto the street and punching out some street criminals and leaving them webbed up for the cops. I mean, I assume they're unconscious, is my read of those comic books. I don't think those are all like corpses that he's webbing up to the lampposts with a little piece of paper like, whoops, I killed another one. Love, Spidey. It's part of comic books. It's part of the fantasy. We resolve problems with violence, but it's not like gory violence violence. It's punch people out and, you know, they're defeated, but they're not like dead or concussed. And I mean, you know, we could have a lot of egg-headed fun dissecting and like deconstructing that aspect of the superhero fantasy where we get to use a lot of violence and not feel bad about it. But just on the level of genre emulation, if we're playing a superhero game, I don't want to be killing people all the time, at least if I'm playing a typical superhero. And the fact that the combat system in Heroes Unlimited does not give me an effective way to punch out some goons is a major oversight. It really requires every superpower to have a dial on it to turn the damage way down so I don't start accidentally killing people. And then when the power forgets the dial, when it doesn't have one, we got real problems. If I randomly roll electrical powers, I better just make peace with the fucking Reaper, because he is going to follow me for all my days as a superhero. And whichever way you slice it, whoever's fault that is exactly, it's the dumbest thing on this page. Speaking of dangerous superpowers, join me tomorrow as we take a look at the classic fun-loving comic book tradition of wreathing yourself in flame and burning your foes alive on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.